Okay, start it again. So you see from this statement of the Sefer Yikarim that the Na'arei Tefillah should be accepted because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows better than we do what we want. So what's the balance between that notion of bitachon and the reality that the Sefer Yikarim represents? So Sefer Yikarim himself says, what mindset should we have when davening? The way to daven is that the mispallel should have the intelligence to say the following: Ribono shel olam, asei ritzon cha b'shamayim mimal, v'tei nachas ruach li yirecha, v'atov bein achasei. That a person has to be able to say to daven to Hashem, v'atov bein achasei. We don't know what's for our benefit. We don't know what's best. We only see a tiny sliver of the whole perspective. So who are we to prejudge what's in our best interest? So the mindset should be, we may think this is in our best interest, but ultimately, HaTov Be'inecha Aseh. Kolomar, U'b'chol davar sheni mispar lefanecha, al tefen l'dvarai v'lo l'bakashasi, l'asos ma sheli b'chafetz, o ma sheni shtrawel, sh'apamim harbi eni mevakesh mispar al davar shu rali, l'fi sheni medame v'choshev shu tov. The person should say, I am davening for something specific. That's because in my limited perspective, I think this is in my best interest. But, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you shouldn't grant anything that I think is in my best interest if in your perspective, it's not. Because you know best. So you choose what's best. That's HaTov Be'inecha say. You, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know everything. So you decide what's in my best interest. So I am davening for something specific, which to the best of my knowledge and my limited perspective, I think is in my interest. But ultimately, HaTov Be'inecha say. So the Bitachon Ish suggests that perhaps the way out of this, how do you balance this perspective of the Sefer Yikarim and the more robust Bitachon approach? So we suggest that the proponents of this Bitachon approach would say that part of the Bitachon that a person has is that whatever he's davening for is going to end up for the best. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu can shift around the realities of the world so that whatever you're davening for is indeed the best for you. So, like he says in the Meiser Bissal Kalander and the construction worker. So ultimately, we know that Mizona Shel Adam Ksuvim Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah. So what was the Bissal Kalander's mindset? Assuming the story is true, that he said if you have proper bitachon, you get 10,000 rubles. So Manashach, if it was already decreed Rosh Hashanah that you'll get 10,000 rubles, so you'll get it without the bitachon. And if it wasn't decreed, then why is the bitachon going to help? So Elawat, so if you have proper bitachon, so maybe that could override the Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Hashanah decision. So somehow, you know, even with proper bitachon, so maybe that which you think is in your best interest will even override what otherwise objectively is on your best interest, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will switch things around in order to conform with what your request is through that bitachon. Okay, I think we'll stop here. Hopefully this was a little bit of a worthwhile overview to some perspectives on Bitachon. And again, Ritz Hashem will pick up in 2 weeks with the final VOD of the semester.